Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, this week there has been the most almighty revelation.
Yes, Helga.
Helga.
And in tribute, Alice is once again dressed as her.
Well, actually, no, because I don't think this is as woolly as I usually get. I suppose it is quite woolly, isn't it?
It's pretty much the thickest.
It's killing.
It's got more form than you usually wear. Normally it's just a bit of a sack.
A lump and
also
sack.
Wool. Yeah. This is quite structured.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Looking great. Helga was revealed to be FBI.
Yeah.
The thing that shocked me is he's gone for a world which... I mean, I know he's into James Bond and stuff and spies and stuff, but he's gone for a world which I would have thought Rocky wouldn't know an awful lot about, which is the FBI.
Mm.
Is CIA, you know, is that kind of stuff that he's aware of? Do you feel like he watches a lot of American cop kind of dramas?
He does, yeah. He likes the Rockford Files. That's how he got his name, of course.
Oh, sorry, any contemporary American cop dramas?
God, no. Of course not.
Well, we know he likes Rizzoli and Isles because his initial plan for Belinda was Jane Rizzoli.
Yeah, so he loves a bit of NCIS, Rizzoli and Isles.
Can we all stop saying Rizzoli and Isles? Can that be put in the swear jar?
Well, Dad obviously has gone slightly deeper into this world because amongst all of the crap that he sends me, he sent me Helga's FBI case files.
Sorry, what? Sorry, so he's created a classified document that what supposedly she's written, or it's written about her?
She's written. This is what she sent back to Washington.
Right. She's going to kill James.
Shall I read it?
I'm just interested to know, when he sends you this stuff, which I know he does on the regular,
yeah,
how is he teeing it up? What else does it say in the email?
Well, this email subject just said classified. So
that's how they encrypt things.
Yeah.
So were you not supposed to read it?
Well, I thought I'd take the chances, you know. If I've got a red dot on my face, then you'll know I made the wrong decision.
What I love is... do you remember when we read the CV of Belinda?
Yes.
That's quite a common template. Like, a lot of people know how to write a CV. Mm,
yeah.
And yet the formatting was so bonkers.
Yeah.
Where's he getting the reference to write an FBI case file? Do
you know
what I mean?
Is that a template that's available on Word?
I think it's just under invitations.
I'm so confused that I'm struggling to understand exactly what it would include.
Yeah.
I don't really... so this is her findings?
Kind of. It kind of... it's
her dear
her correspondence.
Diary.
Yes. Precisely. Dear diary to the FBI director.
Sure. Oh, right. Oh, God. Oh, that's so many questions. Oh, this is so brilliant. Okay.
So, potentially Jim Comey received these files. Okay.
Maybe this is why Trump fired him. To keep the cover up on the pots and pans industry going.
Oh, my God. It wasn't Russia at all.
Oh, my God.
This is hot material.
There's collusion in La Cruzet.
Or at least steals pots and pans.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Go on, then. Delve in.
And don't miss out a single thing.
Okay, but just before I start, you have to know this is classified, okay?
Okay, well, I think as long as everybody agrees that it doesn't go anywhere else.
We can't talk about it outside of this room.
Yeah,
okay?
We shouldn't record this.
I would just say I think everybody listening has to agree to not talk about it, unless so with other personnel that have, you know, top-level clearance.
I think that's fair. So it starts with the header, United States Department of Justice...
already.
So subtle. The next line is Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah.
I would hazard that these two lines are probably in font size 15 or 16.
Right, yes.
Quite large.
Quite large.
Quite bold.
And then we go quite a jump down to, I'd say, an 11 or 12 with field office local attachés, semicolon, Amsterdam.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's already using words which I would say are quite spy-y, like an attaché.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's good. Good lingo.
We're back to like size 15.
Oh, we're jumping around with the big poster fonts.
And this is in italics as well.
Okay, great.
Classification, semicolon, confidential.
I thought it was classified.
Well, it's now confidential.
It's been downgraded whilst in transit.
Please don't tell anyone, but also if you do tell someone, just ask them to keep it confidential.
Afterwards, just say, shh.
And do a little pinky promise.
Do a pinky promise. Make friends, never, never break friends.
Then we have a bit of a jump, and then it says case file number 76 AM 18.
Wow, so it's only number 76. You'd think it would be like 10752983.
I think this is all one kind of number and characters.
Sure, but I mean, still only about six characters total. Yeah.
One of the early cases for the FBI. one of their first.
One of, you would might say, an establishing case.
Activity classification. 76, escaped federal prisoner.
What?
Eh?
Subject, Robbins, Pietre, doctor. Nationality, American.
Dr. Robbins?
Yeah.
And he's what, an escaped federal prisoner?
Yeah.
Dr. Robbins is a fugitive.
Crime, fraud against USA Army units of the Rhine.
What?
Of the Rhine? Like the German Rhine, like the river?
Yeah, I guess. Copy 2, Director, FBI, Washington, D.C. Agent, Helga Jonker.
Jonker. We didn't know her last name.
Mm.
Helga Jonker. Great name.
Jonker's good, isn't it?
Date, 07-07-2003.
Right, hang on. Do you think when he goes on these tangents, like, he doesn't really worry about the storyline he's created in Belinda Blink? Like, it seems like he's, A, going on a different time, B, he's suggesting that Dr. Robbins is some sort of escaped prisoner.
Wait, but is he saying that she's just been an agent since 2003?
Yeah, I think this is something that she sent way back when she first started, maybe.
This is an old case file from 2003. This is when she registered this information.
Yes, I imagine so.
And Dr. Robbins was the subject of her investigation.
Yes, yeah, so I guess that's how she got into
his office.
Holland, yeah.
Because she was not in, she wasn't directly investigating what's going on with the special one, right?
Yes.
So this confirms what we kind of suspected when we read the chapters, that she kind of discovered the special one on the side while she was investigating Dr. Robbins.
Right.
Which makes sense, because when she was talking to Belinda over the cubicle, she was saying, this is not really my area.
Yeah, this is too hot for me.
It's
too
hot.
This has nothing to do with me.
This is too hot to handle.
Okay, so synopsis. And also, can I just say, 2003, that might have meant that Robert Mueller was the FBI director. Also weirdly topical. Synopsis.
He loves his American politics.
Oh, he does, isn't he? Any excuse.
Dr. Pietre Robbins is purchasing director of Rouse Supermarkets based in Amsterdam. He is my immediate boss in this organisation. My role in this organisation is part of my deep cover in Europe, as it is through it I have uncovered this extraordinary crime.
She's not very good at writing reports, is she?
I'd She's be like, under what? Pressure. She's fighting at speed, probably. Probably in a little cubby.
If I was the director of the FBI, I'd be like, I have literally no idea what she's doing. This makes, I can't make head nor tail of this.
But do you think they're like, nobody else wants to do this posting, so just go with it?
Would it also go directly to the director of the FBI? I feel like there's kind of layers
a chain of command.
Bureaucracy, yeah.
Do you think this was a shit job for, like, do you think this was a job no one wanted to do? Or,
oh, for sure.
Yeah?
Because I'm guessing she's just following some stolen shipment of oven gloves.
And normally it'd be like terrorists, serial killers, yeah, that sort of thing.
Well, we don't know what it is actually yet, to be fair, because the activity classification was escaped federal prisoner, so...
Escaped federal prisoner?
In his job as purchasing director, Dr. Robbins receives many approaches for the supply of goods. These pass through my office. The offer of 10 million cans of tinned beans from the USA Army of the Rhine was my first piece of incriminating evidence. Dr. Robbins signed the purchase order, and the goods were duly shipped to the Rouse supermarket chain over a period of 2 years.
Right.
I have been unable to discover where the payments have arrived.
Shit spy.
That's your job.
Further investigation of Dr. Robbins has meanwhile unearthed an uncanny likeness to an escaped federal prisoner from the US Army of the Rhine. What is the US Army of the Rhine?
A. Also, fuck. So she. This is a whole dynamic that was at play that we didn't even know about.
Sorry, he just resembles an escaped prisoner. He isn't the escaped prisoner. He's just got an awful likeness.
But also, if there is an escaped prisoner from the US Army of the Rhine, that's a really good thing to put in the books.
Yeah.
Why are these things just so liberally thrown around on email under classified?
Just to go back to the first point, what is the US Army of the Rhine?
Exactly. This prisoner was named Wayne Burt.
What a beautiful name for your baby boy. He's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. We'll call him Wayne Burt.
This prisoner was named Wayne Burt, and he worked in the quartermaster section. He was waiting transportation back to the US on fraud charges when he escaped just over 12 years ago.
This is so brilliant.
This is so brilliantly batshit.
My investigations are still at an early stage and are thus inconclusive.
What a long way to say, I found nothing out.
I also love, in conclusion, they're inconclusive.
And then we have Washington, D.C. action request. So this is from the FBI director. This is from Mueller.
No, sorry, it's not. It's all from the mad mind of your dad.
So the Washington, D.C. action request. Continue investigating Dr. Robbins / Wayne Burt.
Wayne Burt better appear in the books, otherwise I quit.
Investigate the Wayne Burt fraud case and evidence against him. Send the information to our fraud section regarding the payments for the tinned beans.
How can you write that with a straight face?
So what's happened with the beans? So he's ordered loads of beans, but they've not got the receipts.
I think they're smuggling beans.
But over 2 years, 10,000 cans of beans seems like...
No, 10 million.
10 million?
How'd you smuggle 10 million cans of beans?
Very, very slowly.
I love beans. That's a dream. I'd help with that smuggling operation.
And then this there's a lot of white.
Oh my god!
Well, there's
oh
like
god.
10 pages worth.
And then right at the bottom it just says PTO.
Oh, you can't really do that on a digital document, can you?
And then we have another case file.
Oh god!
Oh god, I can't take it.
This one is case file number 295-AM-104.
It's progressed quite a long way.
It really has. I think I know this one. Off by heart.
All together now, 276-AM.
Activity classification, 295. Intellectual property rights.
Already, so fun.
Subject, Bish, Wolfgang. Nationality, East German.
Not a nationality.
East German.
Crime, fraud.
They're all at it.
I know.
Zone of operation, Europe. Copy 2, Director FBI, Washington, D.C., Agent Helga Jonker. 12/07/2014.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
so 11 years have passed.
Synopsis. Wolfgang Bisch is Chief Executive Officer of the private company Bisch Hörstellung, based in East Berlin. The company is a worldwide metal fabricator, specialising in cookware. They are currently a major supplier to the European, North American, Australian and Middle East territories. Whilst Bisch have major research and development facilities, new technology developed by a smaller UK competitor known as Steels Pots and Pans may potentially threaten their dominant position in all marketplaces.
Why does she care?
It's pretty serious though. Corporate espionage is a thing and there are heavy penalties. I actually Googled it today.
Really?
Did you really?
I really did.
Go on then.
In the US, you can get up to 20 years in prison. 20 what? Years or a $5 million fine.
For doing what?
To hiring a spy to gather intellectual property on another...
Fuck off, yeah. Really?
But the other day I said to you in the car, oh, out of interest, have you got any good ideas for a game? And you said, yeah. And then I'm doing it on the radio tomorrow.
Then expect a letter.
A cease and desist.
Yes.
So it's about the new technology that Steels have developed, which is the Trioxybrillo. So she goes on to say, Herr Bisch is aware of this technological breakthrough, and it is my belief he has already taken action to procure the blueprints and processes from Steels.
Blueprints? So stupid.
I have already made contact with a senior Steels executive, and I shall continue to monitor and report back on Bisch's progress with this intellectual property theft.
So 3 years ago, who did she make contact with?
Belinda. She must have written this either the day after or literally in the toilets.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't 2014. Oh, of course it was.
We don't have any fucking idea when this is set.
Oh, my God.
So hang on.
Never a truer word spoken. Why are we trying to find logic?
So hang on. What was the date? 12th of July 2014?
Yeah.
Presumably, did it say recently or like yesterday? Or did it say?
It doesn't specify.
I'm trying to work out exactly when Tony and Giselle's wedding anniversary is.
Why, do you want to get them something?
Yeah, I feel like we should. It's only right.
I mean, a lot of people will be thrilled that there's a revelation that this is even 21st century.
I know.
This is giving us a lot.
Yeah.
It would have been great if some of this was in the book.
I know,
this
is actual good shit. Well,
why are we bothered about anything Belinda's doing in comparison to this? I feel like, I know you called it Belinda Blinked, but please don't feel wed to having to follow her story if something much more interesting is going on adjacent.
Can we reformat the show where we just read a case file every week?
Isn't there a show called Case File?
Oh my God, we could be Serial, but for like pots and pans espionage.
The only true crime here is the fact that my own dad wrote porn. Washington, D.C. action request. Permission to casually inform Steels.
Casually? So what would you be like? Dave, Bish is a threat. All right, later.
Found still the blueprints, yep.
No, I think this is... Right.
Telling Belinda. That's the casual.
Yes.
Because it was in the loo.
She sent this case file between Belinda meeting her in Holland and the wedding. So
okay.
She's just heard back from, I guess by now, James Comey to say... That
it's okay.
You can casually inform to just meet her in a toilet.
So that flips the timeline slightly, which means the wedding hasn't quite happened yet.
Not yet.
But it was sometime in July of 2014.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
However, continue policy of ensuring Blumenthal is unaware of our secondary actions. The beans.
The 11-year bean saga.
But wait, we know she likes beans.
Who, Belinda?
Yeah. Yeah, the eggs and beans, the tennis match.
Oh, my God.
She loves a turkey sandwich and a baked bean. I don't think that's any coincidence.
And then when does the PTO come?
There is no PTO.
There's no PTO. Finished. More information.
So there you go.
Bloody hell.
Two case files. Is that all we get?
For what? 12 years work? 15 years work? She's done two reports.
No wonder she's getting involved in fucking Steel. She's bored shitless.
I'd be a bit like, didn't we have someone in the field out there? Oh, shit, Helga. Could you check in with her?
When one came in 2014, he's like, who the bloody hell is Helga Jonker? I thought she was dead.
We'd literally informed her family that she wasn't coming home.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, enlightening, but also really kind of boring as well.
I don't know, you know, like, what are the most interesting things I think Rocky's written, if I may? And actually, look, I'm going to hold my hands up. The more this progresses, the more I'm like...
No.
What? James, you're on tape. You are being recorded.
He's a Rocky Flintstone apologist, and I can't stand it.
Well, the more I'm like, he's got his shit together, and like things are really starting to tie up and...
Yeah, but it still makes no sense. Like, he started down so low that he could only go up, to be fair. I love you, Dad, but come on.
Maybe you're right. It has been...
It's been a long day, James.
It has been a long day and a long year and a long life. I think it's time for me to call it a day.
So we will see you next week for Chapter 4. Will we find out who the special one is?
Probably not with a title like Sakurai's Magic Wand.
Such a pessimist.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.